Liz Cheney has been on the sidelines of this year's election, and it's reported that Harris is courting her endorsement. The New York Times is reporting that Cheney plans to weigh in soon. The former Wyoming congresswoman, the most prominent Republican critic of Donald Trump, did not speak at the DNC, but it's reported she will speak soon.
When Democrats spread the word this month that there would be prominent Republicans on stage at their party convention making the case for Vice President Kamala Harris, all eyes turned to former Representative Liz Cheney, the one-time member of GOP royalty who torpedoed her own political career by breaking vociferously with former President Donald J. Trump. But Ms. Cheney, who has repeatedly pledged to do whatever it takes to stop Mr. Trump from holding office again, never took the stage in Chicago and has yet to endorse Ms. Harris, despite repeated outreach from the vice president's campaign. Instead, on the eve of the convention, she posted a selfie with her daughter from a Taylor Swift concert in London, when she referred to Ms. Swift, who has yet to endorse any candidate but backed President Biden and Ms. Harris in 2020, as a national treasure this year. Mr. Trump responded by saying that Liz has gone full Democrat. In reality, Ms. Cheney has been virtually silent since Ms. Harris became the Democratic nominee last month, except to say that Mr. Biden's decision to step aside was courageous, as the campaign has started a Republicans for Harris organizing program with a full-time national engagement director and a seven-figure ad buy targeting anti-Trump Republicans and swing voters. She has been conspicuously absent from its rollout of dozens of new GOP endorsements. Ms. Cheney, perhaps the most prominent Republican in the nation making the case against Mr. Trump, has notably stayed on the sidelines despite the campaign's courting. That is not expected to be the case for much longer. Ms. Cheney, who continues to describe Mr. Trump as unstable and depraved, has decided that September will be her moment to weigh in, according to three people familiar with her thinking, when early voting has begun and her voice will not be lost in a sea of back-to-back convention speeches. Her objection to speaking in Chicago was almost entirely about timing, people familiar with her thinking said. It was a political calculation, which some of her allies disagreed with, about when she could maximize her impact on the outcome of the race. The Harris campaign has reached out directly to Ms. Cheney and her team, a campaign official said, and will continue to do so. A spokesman for Ms. Cheney declined to comment on her plans. But the vice president fanned speculation about whether an alliance could be in the offing during a CNN interview on Thursday night, in which she said that if elected, she would name a Republican to her cabinet. Ms. Cheney's name immediately began trending on social media, as Democrats and anti-Trump Republicans fantasized about the prospect of their unexpected hero serving in a Harris administration.
A crazy world we're living in, where nothing is for certain. From the mountains to the valleys, we're chasing our burdens. Not cares to the wind, like leaves that start to fall. But through it all, we'll keep on finding the wonder in it all. In this crazy world, we stand so tall.